This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to share a story with you, a kind of a story and a commentary from Charles Spurgeon, who was a minister in England in the 1800s. He's talking about Jesus in the Gospel of Luke going to the house of Jairus, a ruler whose daughter had died, and the raising of that daughter from the dead. And here's what he says. We don't use language like this, but you can understand it. I know you do. Jesus is passing through the crowd, heading for the house of Jairus, so that he might raise the ruler's dead daughter. He's so extravagant in his goodness that he works another miracle on his way there. What a delightful encouragement this truth affords us. He's on the way to do a miracle, but on the way he does a miracle for somebody else. Remember what I just said. If our Lord is so ready to heal the sick and bless the needy, then my soul, don't be slow to put yourself in his path so that he may smile on you. Don't be lazy in asking, since he's so generous in giving. Pay careful attention to his word now and at all times so that Jesus may speak through it to your heart. Pitch your tent. Pitch your tent wherever he is so that you can obtain his blessing. When he is present to heal, may he not heal you? Be certain that he is present even now, for he always comes to hearts, and do you not need him? He knows the extent of your need, so you turn your gaze, look upon your distress, and call upon him while he is near. Everybody pitches their tent somewhere. Why not put it with the Lord? You know where people pitch their tent? In the business world. If you work there, that's normal. But that's not where your life is. Your life is in Christ. If you're in education, you don't pitch your tent in the educational realm. That's where you work, but that's not where your life is. Your life is with the Lord. If you're in the military, you don't pitch your tent completely with the military, even though you do day to day, but your life is with the Lord. And all this prayer is about, get this, is about proximity. Coming close to the one who's God and say, oh God, you are my God. So here's my admonition for this prayer. Each week I've been doing this. 7 prayers to change your life. Get alone today with Psalm 63 in front of you. And even if you just pray one verse, pray verse 1. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Pray that today. Why? Because it can make a difference in your life. Remember him tonight on your bed. Why? Because what you remember tonight may impact your tomorrow. What you remember tonight on your bed may impact your tomorrow. Because you and I need to live in the shadow of his wings, proximity and protection. And our soul needs to cling to the Lord for this reason. Everybody clings to something. Everybody clings to someone or to something. Decide today, I'm going to cling to the Lord. I've been clinging to the world system without Christ for a long time. I'm going to start clinging to him. I've been clinging to my bitterness for years, and not starting today, I'm going to cling to the Lord. I've been clinging to my anger for 27 years, but starting today, I'm going to cling to the Lord. I've been clinging to my jealousy of a sister or brother. I've been clinging to my bitterness toward a loved one, and now we just need to say, Lord, I want to cling to you. I'm going to follow you like those children. Step lock with their mom. We're going to follow the Lord with all our hearts, with all our souls. Why? Because God is my God. And God is your God. Don't ever forget that.
Our website again is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.